Support for this podcast comes from U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank wants to know how you reward yourself, because they have cards that make every day more rewarding. Are you a points hoarder, cashback guru, low intro APR lover? With U.S. Bank, it's up to you, because they have the cards to fit your lifestyle. So earn more whether you're shopping at a gas station or a grocery store, even while planning a staycation. Learn more at usbank.com/creditcard. U.S. Bank credit cards are issued by U.S. Bank National Association N.D. Some restrictions may apply. Member FDIC.
Hey, I'm Sam Pasco, and this is the Fantasy Bites podcast. Each episode, we're whipping around the top players, injuries, and game notes to help you dominate your fantasy game. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod and sign up for a free, no credit card needed, trial subscription. We first start with the top headlines in the NFL. Raiders running back Josh Jacobs has been ruled out against the Jets, allowing Devontae Booker to be the lead back for Sunday's game. Lions running back DeAndre Swift is listed as questionable for Sunday's game against the Bears. Swift cleared concussion protocol on Thursday, but missed the final two practices of the week due to a non-COVID illness. Elsewhere, Falcons wide receiver Julio Jones is listed as questionable for Sunday's game against the Saints, and Allen Robinson of the Bears is listed as questionable against the Lions after injuring his knee in practice. Week 13 has some schedule adjustments, as the Washington-Pittsburgh game has been moved to Monday, while the Cowboys-Ravens game has been moved to Tuesday. Carolina and Tampa Bay are on their byes. Taking a look at the quarterbacks in the Week 13 value meter, Patrick Mahomes, Deshaun Watson, and Russell Wilson lead the group. A sleeper pick here is Taysom Hill at the number 13 spot, who rushed for two touchdowns against the Broncos, bringing his rushing total up to four as a starting quarterback. For running backs, Derrick Henry, Nick Chubb, and Dalvin Cook are the top choices. Chubb dominated last week against the Jaguars and could be at peak capacity if Kareem Hunt sees fewer goal line touches. Cook briefly left last week's game with an ankle injury, but he did return and is in a great matchup spot against Jacksonville this week. Tyreek Hill, Devontae Adams, DK Metcalf, Adam Thielen, and Stephon Diggs are the top five wideouts this week. Metcalf dominated Darius Slay on Monday Night Football, but draws James Bradbury this week, who is better at single coverage. Thielen is an interesting pick since he'll be returning from the reserve COVID-19 list this week. For the complete breakdown, check out Jeff Erickson's Week 13 Value Meter article on rotowire.com/pod. Next, we take a look at the top players for tournament games on DraftKings. The Browns, Titans, Jags, Vikings, and Texans games have the three highest totals. For point per dollar value, Brandon Cooks and Robert Woods are the top picks. Cooks tailed off the last few weeks, but with Will Fuller, Kenny Stills, and Randall Cobb all out, the 27-year-old Cooks could see a ton of targets from Deshaun Watson. Woods provides wide receiver 2 production at a wide receiver 3 price. With the Rams increasingly relying on their passing game as the season has progressed, Woods saw 27 targets and 3 carries the past 2 weeks, lifting him up to 17 DraftKings points per game for the year. Teammate Cooper Kupp has been a bit less productive, but he's also a solid play, with his price being the second cheapest we've seen from him this year. Other cash game options include Aaron Rodgers, Dalvin Cook, Corey Davis, and Robert Tonyan. For a running back and defense pairing, turn your attention to Chris Carson and the Seahawks. Seattle eased Carson into action in his first game back from a foot injury, but hinted at a heavier usage in the coming weeks, with opposing quarterback Daniel Jones being doubtful and with fellow running back Carlos Hyde missing practice with a toe injury. The Seahawks could take an early lead and run with Carson for the entirety of the second half. This week's high-priced hero is Austin Eckler, who scored 23.9 fantasy points last week without even scoring a touchdown. He saw 16 targets and 14 carries while playing 71% of snaps in the loss to the Bills. The Justin Herbert era should make Eckler a high-end RB1 moving forward. For the complete breakdown, check out Jerry Donabedian's Week 13 Tournament Guide on rotowire.com/pod. For more fantasy news and stats, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. With this free subscription, you'll get access to every sport and our daily fantasy sports tools for 10 days. You don't need to enter any sort of payment info, and there's no commitment of any kind. Again, rotowire.com/pod.